It's Press Pass with John Maroon of Maroon PR.
Get the inside scoop on what's going on behind the scenes of this week's hottest sports topics
on 105.7 The Fan.
It's a rainy Wednesday, but it's beautiful inside the 105.7 The Fan studios. Joining us as he does each week from Maroon PR, he's the man. He's John Maroon with Press Pass. And John, good to see you as always.
Hey, good to see you too. Thanks, fellas.
And we have a lot going on in the world of sports, but we have a special guest this afternoon here on the program.
We do. We do. A Maryland legend. Coach Gary Williams is joining us. And Coach, first of all, I want to thank you for making me look good for joining us during my little segment. It means a lot to me. And I know we're going to talk a little bit about the event that you're helping Cal Ripken out and his foundation. We'll get to that in a moment. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Glad to be on the show.
Good. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Now, Coach, this is a kind of a public relations segment, so I'm going to start a little public relations question throw your way. As a former coach, what was your perspective on the whole altercation between Coach Harbaugh and Coach Schwartz after Sunday's game? I mean, I'm sure you've seen some of that from time to time over the years, but that is getting a lot of attention.
Well, I think it's you know, when you're coaching, it's emotional. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, that was a big game for San Francisco, just like it was for Detroit. And I think the one thing that was there before the game was the fact that when Detroit had won some of their early games, the Detroit coach was very emotional when he won. He didn't slap anybody's hand hard, but he'd jump up pretty good, you know, and make which, you know, the NFL coaches don't usually do that. So I think that was there going into the game. And I think what happened was Harbaugh, in his mind, was going to react the same way, and he thought he was doing something similar to what the Detroit coach would do. So I think that was part of it. But, you know, it can happen, you know, the emotions of the game.
Gary, Bob Haney here, and good to talk to you, by the way. Thanks for joining us here on the program.
Yeah, Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Now, in good. College hoops, one incident that's similar, I guess, was John Chaney, John Calipari, way back when. What's the closest you ever came to getting into a dust-up similar to that one?
You know, I'm people saw me coach. They knew I was excitable, emotional when I coached. And that was, you know, you have to coach whatever you are. I mean, you can't hide that, so. I didn't try, but at the same time, I think one of the things that, you know, you learn is when the game's over, it's over. In other words, whatever you do after the game has nothing to do with the outcome. And so, you know, you win, you lose, whatever. So I think you've seen it for the most part. You see some quick handshakes in basketball. You know, guys don't look at each other. They just keep walking, and they barely make contact. You know, that does take place, which, you know, is something that, I'm of the type, in other words, I would, like in the NFL, I wonder why that started. Why do, you know, coaches, I mean, you know, you want to show sportsmanship, you might be doing it for the kids that are watching the game to show sportsmanship, but it's too, you know, it's the heat of battle, and it's scary in basketball sometimes, and two teams are really going at it. You lose in a last second shot, then all the players are supposed to line up and shake hands with each other, and that's not always easy to do, no matter how. And that has nothing to do with whether you're a good sport or not. It's just the emotion of the situation.
Coach Rob Long, I know when you've done something for as long as you have, you kind of go through withdrawal. Are you going through withdrawal right now?
Well, it's funny. We're in the period that I always liked the best, whether I was coaching in high school or wherever I was coaching, not just Maryland. And it's these 4 or 5 weeks you get before the first game where you really do things that it's either going to make or break your team for the year. You're trying to find out the best combinations. You're trying to find things out that you have an idea about going into practice, but till you get everybody out there on the floor for 2.5 hours every day, it's impossible to find out. So this is a big time of the year, and I liked it because it was pure basketball. You were doing most of your teaching that you do during the year, and it was a lot of fun. I always thought that was the most fun of the job.
Press Pass here on 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Rob Long, John Maroon, head of Maroon PR. Our special guest this afternoon is former Maryland head coach, future Hall of Famer, Gary Williams.
Coach, one of the coolest things about Baltimore is the way people kind of come together and they help each other out, even some of the biggest names in town. And that's really what's happening. On November 1st, you, Jay Billis of ESPN, Jay Wright, the head coach of Villanova, and Coach Turgeon all coming together at a luncheon down at the Marriott to help Cal Ripken and the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation. It's going to be a really cool event. Tell us a little bit about how that all came together.
Well, I was approached about doing it, and you know, having not coaching now, I wasn't sure, you know, if I wanted to get involved. But when I heard about this situation, you know, for Cal's foundation, and you know, Cal's done so much, and a lot of it's behind the scenes for a lot of different people, especially for the kids in the Baltimore area, and the fact that it's kind of promoting basketball in the Baltimore area, and two guys like Jay Wright and Mark Turgeon involved, and Jay Billis from ESPN. I think it's a great basketball day for the city of Baltimore, and I think that's a great time for everybody to come together and unite and, you know, be part of that. You have a Big East coach, a very successful coach from Villanova, and Jay Wright coming down too. And, you know, with Mark Turgeon, it's a great chance for the Maryland fans to meet the new coach and that type of thing. So I think it should be a great day.
It is going to be a great day. And I know your good friend Terry Aronson, and who's also a board member of the Cal Senior Foundation, he helped pull this thing together. And it is practically sold out. It's going to be a great way to kick off the basketball season. And anybody out there that's interested, there are about a handful of tables left at best. Go to ripkenfoundation.org or right now call 410-823-0808, extension 190. Grab up one of those tables. It's going to be a really special day.
Coach, you mentioned the Big East earlier in Jay Wright, Villanova, not part of ACC expansion yet, but the Big East, where you coached at BC, was put together mainly for basketball. Your thoughts on these big major conferences now taking place throughout the land, and you know, who's it benefiting in the end game?
The benefit is if you can be part of, you know, they're talking four mega conferences, you'll get a much bigger TV contract that'll be split up amongst the schools. You'll have the opportunity to really form your own ideas of what's fair, what's not fair, rules for your conference. In other words, the NCAA, I think, is a little bit afraid of this situation, because when you get those four conferences together, you're going to have all the football powers in those four conferences and quite a few of the basketball powers. And it's going to be interesting how they want to run, you know, those 80 schools or whatever, 76, whatever number they come up with in that situation. So things are changing. You know, it's going to be a dramatic change in the next two or three years, and it'll be interesting to watch.
Coach, one of the great things about college basketball, college athletics in general, is fans traveling to games because it's regionally friendly. How does this realignment affect that? I mean, you know, you don't want to go across the country for a conference game in the middle of the week. How does that affect the continuity of fans being able to go to some of these rivalries now?
Well, the ACC has always been great, I felt, because of that. In other words, if you could get a ticket on the road, you had Virginia, which is about 2.5 away, and then the four Carolina schools, which were only five and a half hour drives to those schools. So I always thought that was special about the ACC, that fans could get to see their teams play on the road. But I think the other thing is the recruiting aspect of it. In other words, players like to play in front of people they know. I thought when Penn State went into the Big Ten, for example, it changed their recruiting base, and you know, it didn't help Penn State in terms of how good they had been before they went into the Big Ten. So that's always a factor. In other words, the parents of a kid from New Jersey, for instance, would rather go to Rutgers, rather go to Maryland, Boston College to see their kids play than go to Minnesota and Wisconsin. And that's what changes when you get these teams, say a Boise goes into the Big East. Well, I mean, what parent can afford to go and fly to a Big East game in Connecticut, for example, to see their son play?
Excellent point. Coach, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day. Join us today. And everyone here, we're looking forward to seeing you on November 1st for that terrific fundraiser for the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation. Be well, and thanks again for your time.
Thank you. And November 1st will be a great day, and I hope everybody comes and really supports Cal Ripken Foundation.
You bet.
Hey, thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
All right, there he is. Gary Williams, former head coach, national championship-winning head coach, University of Maryland. This is Press Pass, John Maroon, Maroon PR, here with Bob Haney and Rob Long. All right, let's get to another big sports story now. going on, and it's in Boston, and they must have a trailway station set up at Fenway Park because buses are running all over people there. You're the PR director for the Red Sox. Epstein's probably gone. That thing's dragging. Francona is gone. The player is accused of drinking in the dugout. How are you handling this?
I'm going with Theo. No, you know, I mean, it's a tough time. And, you know, I heard David Ortiz speaking about it the other day, and he raised a really interesting point. He said, you know what? Stuff was going on when we were winning World Series, but it wasn't an issue then. And it's a very valid point. But it's a funny thing. Character or the lack thereof starts to show itself when the wheels start coming off the wagon. The world isn't perfect, isn't it? And, you know, now you got people throwing others under the bus and all that good stuff. So really, how the Red Sox recover from this, what the heck they do to replace Theo, to replace Terry, to find some continuity, it's going to be an interesting time over there for sure. But I think they're going to have to bring in some people that not only are great baseball people, but are people that are going to be able to kind of right the ship from a PR standpoint as well.
Hey, I'm glad you said that, because I remember players in that clubhouse saying that Tito treats us like men. He's a player's manager. I always say this, John. Players, coaches slash managers are always run out of town by players.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a player coach, player manager, if you're that guy, you're getting run out of town because the players have turned on you. You saw it here in Baltimore, Brian Billick. He's a player's coach. Camp Billick. When you are that type of coach, the same players that you are pacifying, so to speak, are the same ones that are going to run you out of town.
Well, look, we're seeing it a little bit in New York with Rex.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Rex, I think, is a tremendous football coach. He's a player's coach. But you know what? Their offense is sputtering, and they're 3-3, and now it isn't as rosy. And that you're 100% right there, mm-hmm. Rob. And unfortunately, that's what you see. It. But the truth be told, everything seems to get brushed over, or it's because their characters or all that good stuff. When things are going well, when things are going bad, you start to see some stuff starting to fly.
Mm-hmm. John, final thing for you. You mentioned the Harbaugh and Schwartz dust up. Your thoughts on how both sides handled it after the fact?
Well, I didn't think it was handled really well all the way around, to be honest with you. And, you know, a lot of people are attacking Schwartz because he's an emotional player. I personally would have done the same thing. I think he was essentially dismissed by Coach Harbaugh. He was shoved in the back. I'm sorry. I would probably go after the guy as well. Now, you know, all that said, to Gary's point, I think it's really valid. Why is that tradition still happening? What good comes out of it from the NFL standpoint, to be quite frank? I mean, it's a made-for-TV, made-for-photograph moment, and either it's boring and they shake hands and walk away, or something negative happens, like when Belichick and Mangini were coaching against each other now. So I don't know if it might be time for that ritual to go the way of the dodo.
In that part of what sports have become, it's not just about the game, but everybody wants a storyline.
Yeah.
If you shake hands in the middle of the field, your reaction to that now becomes a storyline. Either you're singing Kumbaya together, or there's some beef there. It's just part of the storyline of sports now.
You're right, Rob. And, you know, in the 24-hour news cycle and flip cams and Twitter and Facebook, I mean, you got to be really careful. And everything's a story. So if you look at somebody the wrong way, that's a story. Mm-hmm. You got to explain yourself. It's a different universe we live in now. And, you know, it is a nice thing maybe that they shake hands, but is it really that necessary anymore?
Press pass every Wednesday here on 105.7 The Fan with John Maroon. John, tell everybody about Maroon PR.
Oh, thanks, guys.
And that November 1st event.
Yes,
too.
Thank you. Well, we're a full-service public relations and marketing firm based in Columbia, Maryland. And one of our nearly 30 clients now is the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation. And they do amazing work. They help underserved kids all throughout the country. November 1st, they got a really fun college basketball event with Jay Billis, Jay Wright, Mark Turgeon, Gary Williams, and, oh, yeah, and by the way, Cal. And, you know, come on down. There's some seats left, and go to ripkenfoundation.org if you want to learn more. But we're proud to represent such a fine organization.
John, it's always good to hear from you. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you, guys.
Looking for a great offer? Log on to 1057thefan.com and click the local offers banner. Today's deal is Jabs Restaurant and